Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We've done a lot of second date updates where someone's tried to joke around and it's gone really bad. Mm-hmm. But I don't think anything is worse than today's. A dude named Evan is on the phone for a second date update, and his joke went really, really bad.
Oh, no.
What's up,
no.
Evan? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing better now.
Congratulations on the biggest joke fail in a second date update we've had so far. So good,
really?
Good work.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Right. I can't even imagine what you're joking about, like dead puppies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have some class where, you know, we're not crazy.
There was death involved, though. We'll get to that in just a second.
Okay.
But first, tell us about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Vanessa.
Vanessa. Okay. All right. And where did you meet Vanessa?
Just off of a dating site.
Okay. How are you feeling going into this date?
Oh, I was feeling great. There was some initial chemistry, just kind of chatting online back and forth and talking on the phone a bit. And when I saw her picture, she has the most real lips I've ever seen. I don't know if that makes any sense when I say that.
Not really.
But, not really.
I mean, I just picture like anti-Kardashian lip, but that's all.
I mean, it's just like there's just way too much plastic surgery out there, yeah. I think, on the street.
There's a lot of big fake lips, big fake butts out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you liked her real lips. Did you like anything else about her?
I mean, you know, everything was working for me. She was a great conversationalist for sure, but unfortunately the conversation got interrupted. So we're at this open air restaurant and they have the little bits of bread and olive oil and Parmesan mm-hmm. cheese you can kind of dip in and whatnot.
Ooh, that always means it's a fancy place.
Yeah.
If you're
yeah.
dipping bread in olive oil, you know you're paying a little bit more.
Nice.
And we're starting to settle in and there's this one fly that just does not leave our table alone. And at first it's like landing just here and there and like no big deal. It starts getting a little persistent and is like flying around my face a bit, like buzzing by my ear.
There's nothing more annoying than a fly that won't leave you alone.
Yeah. Totally. And they're so gross to me.
Mm-hmm. So while we were waiting around, I thought it would be funny if I like bit at the fly, you know, to bring a little humor in like a dog would, like, you
right.
know, like snap at, you know?
Yeah, like the fly is flying around a dog, they always try to catch it with their mouth. Okay.
Bite it.
I guess that'd be funny.
I think it's funny, the visual.
Yeah, but not during a date. It sounds really unattractive, but continue.
No, I mean, we're goofing around a bit. It's no big deal. So I go and do it. And the first time I go to do it, I actually catch the fly and bite it in half.
Oh,
I kid you not.
That is
so
disgusting.
Gross, what did you do?
Yeah. Yeah, it was rough.
It's gross, but also talented. Like, did you even know that you could do that?
Impressive.
I didn't. It was like an awakening moment, and I'm like, wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What happened? What did you do?
Well, the rough part was it was kind of a bigger fly.
Oh,
so you're mad because you ruined your appetite.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys are at dinner, you ruined your appetite, and then the whole date went horrible.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was so bad from there. And it wasn't even like a fast downhill. It was this slow burning, like trying to save the date for another hour. And it's like, what am I doing?
It must have looked like you did it on purpose. You know?
Yeah. And the fly's head lands like perfectly on this white tablecloth.
Oh my God, I'm so grossed out.
And
right
it's
now.
Still kind of like rigor mortis, whatever, like pushing around. And after realizing that I had done that and realizing the other half of the fly is in my mouth still, and I'm like, oh, I need to get rid of this. I really just want to spit this out. That's going to make it even worse. And I just like.
Yeah, that's a tough position to be in. It's like, do I spit it out or do I swallow it?
Oh my God.
Neither of those is a good solution.
Yeah. Lose.
With these sort of weird pursed lips, I kind of say, and like, I go to the bathroom, I wash my mouth out a bit.
Oh my God. That is the most calm reaction, I think, of anyone doing that I could have ever, like,
probably
excuse
frozen.
Me, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Like, I thought for sure she wouldn't think that it's on purpose.
Inside, I was panicking, don't get me wrong, and time was going by so slowly.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, what did she say?
At first, like, when it actually happened, she was just like, just this look of shock and like...
Well, yeah, it's like, what kind of monster am I on a date with?
Exactly, right? Like, who's this freak?
Why did you feel like you had to play it off? Like, why wouldn't you freak out? She was obviously freaking out. I'm freaking out just even hearing the story.
Yeah, but it was kind of crowded and there were all these other people around and I just knew it was going to get worse if I,
you know.
Yeah. So after I went to the bathroom, I came back and I tried to make a joke about the whole thing and I said, well, at least Mr. Miyagi would be proud.
That's cool.
Yeah,
yeah, right. That's what I should have heard, all that laughter. And I heard nothing, just this look of, huh?
Oh.
She didn't get your joke?
Yeah, maybe she just didn't understand it.
No, she doesn't know Karate Kid.
Yeah, that is like a 30-year-old movie.
Right. It's a pretty dated joke.
So from the fly incident to that red flag, because if you can't get the reference, I mean, come on.
Yeah, then she's just like, who's this Mr. Miyagi guy?
Are you
and why would he be proud of you?
And I'm like, oh, well, there's this real popular movie back in the day. And then like some awkward conversation after that.
Yeah,
we tried to pick up back our menus and tried to like pick up, but like the appetite was just gone.
Yeah.
So we got like one more drink and then bounced out. And like she came up and she initiated this hug. And I was like, oh, well, hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
But it was very much like, here's the hug. Bye.
Yeah. She's not interested in a kiss for sure.
Yeah, nobody's going to kiss a fly eater.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just trying to see if I could get you guys to get in touch with her, help me out some way. And just like, can I just have a redo? Can we just pretend that never happened?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. And has she talked to you at all since your date?
No, not a thing.
Nothing. All right, cool. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, all right?
Great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.